All right, what's happening, Ward Wrestling Live? We are here with another amazing young Florida wrestler. She's definitely a badass. She's flow number 20 in the country. She's number 3 in our state. She just came off a big win at the Knockout, and I finally got her on to tell her story, so this will be fun, and we're going to do it. First of all, I've got to let everyone know now, these shows are coming to you from Competitive Edge Wrestling. You guys know that they're a big sponsor of a lot of local events. Go to their website. I believe it's compedge.us, and you'll be able to see a bunch of cool gear you can get out, team stores you can get out, and build and do your thing, news and rankings, a bunch of information. So get on there and take care of that. Other than that, you're here with me. So what's up? How are you?
I'm great. Glad to be here. Glad to be on the show.
Yeah, really fun to have you. You girls are doing big things. Just had the first ever Southern Belle, right?
Yeah.
Man, and of course you go and win it, right?
Yeah.
You know, why not? I mean, if I'm going to show up, I might as well win it, right?
Might as well kick ass, take names.
Yeah, I like it. And then now you're here on the number one show in the world. No, I don't know.
But we're just having a good obviously.
Of course. But welcome. First of all, tell everybody where you're at, where you wrestle at.
I'm in Ponte Vedra, Florida. I wrestle for Ponte Vedra High School. I mean, I'm a sophomore.
Nice. I like slow walks on the beach, fishing on the pier. No.
I really like golden retrievers. I mean, probably, yeah. No.
And on top, other than arm throws and suplexes, I'm good to go.
Pretty basic.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Well, Ponte Vedra Wrestling, man, so you've been wrestling about a year and a half, I think we were talking, right? And you shot from not being a wrestler all the way to where you're in the national rankings. First of all, why wrestling? How did you find it? And how do you think you've been able to excel so quickly in a sport that normally doesn't happen?
So I actually started wrestling in about fourth or fifth grade in Albany, Georgia. So
Albany, Georgia? Albany, Georgia, home of that candy place. What's the
Mars?
Yes. So quick story. I used to travel in the carnival when I was like 19 years old, and the Fireman's Festival used to be in Albany, Georgia, and we'd have the Fireman's Festival every year. We would look forward to going there because it was during Halloween, and they had that cool haunted house that they would put up every year in this big crazy church, and we'd walk through it and we'd just have a blast. Albany, Georgia. They had a little oyster bar right there in the middle of town. I remember that place. Sorry, you brought back memories.
No, yeah, I started wrestling there in about fourth or fifth grade because my brother was doing it. And obviously, if your brother's doing it, you as the little sister, you have to do it.
Right.
So it was just like one day my mom was like, you should try it out. And I was like, sure. So I wrestled in Albany for about 6 months, did my first competition, got my butt absolutely handed to me by my practice partner. Because the coach was like, oh, you'll just wrestle him. And I was like, oh, that's fine. Was not fine. Was not fine whatsoever. So quit that after about 6 months. And then I moved here. And then I've been here for about 5 years or so. And then freshman year, same thing. Brother started wrestling. And I was like, hey, if he's doing it, I have to do it now. Because he came up to me and he's like, I know the coach is trying to start a girls team. Maybe you should talk to him. I thought, why not? And then I guess the rest is history. Just talked to my coach and he's like, I'd absolutely love to have you. And year and a half
later, and now you're killing it, right?
Girls team.
Yeah, now you guys are building a great girls team. And then the youth that's coming up in your girls team. I mean, I had one of them on and she's awesome. Mary Mandis is just so much fun to watch.
Mary is an absolute beast. I love training with her. That girl is just an absolute firecracker.
Yeah, I think she's going to do big things in our, not just in our state, but everywhere. But tell us, so that little kid that you happen to have a drill partner for 6 months, you know, what's that kid doing these days?
He's currently wrestling at Wyoming Seminary. His name is Gabe Arnold.
Oh, he's only one of the best in
casually.
Wow. So Gabe Arnold was your drill partner at
drill partner when I was in fourth grade in wrestling. And
no wonder you were getting your ass kicked.
Only by the best. Only by the best.
Do you ever, have you been back in contact with him and been like, yo, you kicked my ass in fourth grade?
Not exactly. I've been talking to his dad a lot. His dad actually texted me maybe 2 months ago. I was like, hey, I see you're wrestling. You wrestled one of my girls at Super 32. It's so good to see you back, doing this sport. I knew you were always going to be good at it. Keep me updated.
Oh, how cool was that?
And then, amazing. Because I've been following Gabe for a while, just because, obviously he's my friend. I grew up with him. Might as well keep following him.
Yeah.
And then just to have his dad text me and be like, hey, I've been following you too. You're doing good things. That was, a wow moment for me.
Yeah, keep it up. It motivates you, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. Well, obviously, you didn't quit after 6 months here. You've kept going. What do you think? Obviously, you're in a program that is doing well. Great coaches. You've added a new women's coach there, Nadine, which I'll ask you about. But how do you think you've been able to excel so quickly to get from, in 18 months, you go from I just stepped on the mat to where you're nationally ranked?
I really think that our girls team just as a whole has been a really good community. Even from the beginning, starting out with 4 or 5 girls in a room full of 30 people, it's always been a very close-knit sort of group. And just having that and having that sort of community to rely on and to kind of push you. And I mean, having an amazing coach to begin with, that was just something that if you have those foundations, you can take it wherever you need it to go.
Yeah. And we talked a little bit and we'll talk about the Southern Bell and how you thought that went and what you think it can grow to and stuff like that. But early on, we come out of COVID and you get an opportunity to go to the qualifier for Super 32. Never really done freestyle before. You jumped in, you come in fourth in Florida. So you get invited, right, to go up there. You go up there and it's not the outcome you were probably looking for, but you got to really experience freestyle at a national level, right?
Yeah. And that's really what it was all about, was just getting up there and seeing, it's like, okay, this is the highest level. This is where my goal is. This is what I want. Now I know what it looks like. Now I need to take the steps to get there.
And of course, your first match is a girl that's number 5 in the nation or something.
Yeah.
Texas. She ends up running. She ends up coming 5th. I think she won the 5th place match, if I remember right. I could be wrong, but she did place. I do remember that much because I was looking back at it. First of all, the experience was awesome. You spoke about that. Yeah. But coming back and now the addition of Nadine to the team, obviously being a women's wrestler, she's going to feed freestyle into your room. What has that meant so far? And what do you think that'll mean for these freestyle tournaments that you'll participate in the future?
Getting that sort of input from someone who's been there and done that. And I mean, she's won Fargo. That in itself is incredible to even think.
She must suck. Fargo. She only won Fargo.
I'm 90% sure she's watching this right now.
She's like, I'm coming on your show. I'm going to head and arm you. No, don't do that.
Just having Nadine there and getting that other kind of voice of experience just in your head and giving that sort of input and knowing, okay, this is what I've seen. This is what works for me, at least. That's just incredible. That it helps so much just having another side.
Kudos to your coaches for, they've got a plan. They've got a vision. They know what they're building there. And they knew that they needed another person that could really relate with you girls and help grow it. And obviously, what did we talk about on the show? There was some girls, I was somewhere and I was like, hey, there's this little girl I had on my show. And I didn't even realize Pontevedra had a team up there, right? But that's not saying much. I don't realize a lot of people have wrestling, right? I'm learning. But, and then I was like, yeah, she's at Pontevedra. she's a badass. And then people started telling me, no, there's a lot of really good wrestlers that come out of there, but they're not one to raise their hand and say, hey, look at us, right? They just kind of build what they build, and they send out these hammers, and kudos to them. But what are you guys building out there, and how close are you from really blowing the roof off?
Honestly, I think even with this season, even with the whole COVID thing, like, this year has been an incredible year so far. The high school team that we have right now for the girls, there are three or four girls on the team that have ever wrestled, and we have almost 9-10 people on our team.
That's cool.
Out of 9-10 people, three of them have wrestled before. And at Clash of Titans, we came in fifth as a team.
So the coaching is really, really taking place. Excuse me. Drinking water and coffee gives me hiccups. Sorry. But yeah, well, kudos to you girls. I mean, that's awesome. What, now you have young girls coming in, eighth graders, seventh graders, sixth graders. I've had one of them on. How awesome is that funnel? How many young girls do you see that are going to be at the high school level that they're starting to build?
We've got a few coming in. I mean, Mary, obviously, you know, Mary, we love Mary. She's going to be incredible next year at that high school level. But we have even more girls like coming to the youth practices. I think she's in seventh grade. One of our guy wrestlers' cousins has started wrestling. Her name's Ava.
And Mary's got a little sister, right?
Mary's got a little sister who's also will probably start wrestling.
So cool. So cool. Well, good for you guys. Well, you just got through the Southern Bell. What an awesome event. You know, I had this week in Florida with Brent Parsons earlier today, and we talked about how we really wish we would have got a larger showing. But I understand that, you know, Florida hasn't really had this. So some people maybe were skeptical, or some people just couldn't show up, or some people had previous plans for vacation. Whatever the case may be, that's okay. We got about 90 girls out. What are girls going, when you girls are leaving this event and you're talking to your friends that didn't show up, I mean, what are you guys saying?
I mean, this event, I would probably compare it to, I mean, it's any other girls wrestling tournament. You go and you see girls from all over Florida and you wrestle. There's really nothing different about it. I mean,
How about the gear you got for winning it?
Okay, that singlets were awesome.
I knew there was something that you, because I saw you girls that were winning it and you guys were getting some dope gear.
The singlets are amazing. I can't wait to like go out and be like, look at this. I did something cool.
So what'd you think of the raised stage?
I was terrified of that raised stage. I'm not gonna lie to you. I went to the Geneva Gray Clinic, and when I walked in and I saw that stage, I'm like, if I end up on that stage, I might cry a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. I did not.
What scared you about it being thrown off whatsoever? Oh, what scared you about it being thrown off?
Yes.
Oh, it looked like they made it big enough, though. I was wondering too, but when I got up there,
like gap between the mat and the edge of, because I remember, I don't know what tournament I was watching, but it was like a raised platform, and I saw someone like, it was because the end of the mat was the end of the platform, and I saw someone just get thrown off, and I was like, well. Yeah.
That's not like, something you want to do. I still don't want to get hurt like that, right?
I'm like, I'll take the loss.
How quick did your finals match? How long did it take? Oh, Nadine Fieg, so proud of you. How long was your finals match?
It ended in the first period.
Because you were scared of being up. There, right? You were like,
I was like, I'm gonna get this done. I'm gonna get off this stage.
But a cool experience being where the state tournament's gonna be, getting to experience what the boys have been experiencing in that big arena. Will you definitely be back?
Oh, 100%. That arena, like, just giving the girls a platform to be able to be like, hey, here I am. Like, this is it. Like, this is the beginning of what is going to become an amazing sport and a very, very competitive sport.
And you being only a sophomore, you're going to get 2 years of being at that tournament, right?
Yeah.
That must excite you, motivate you. We've got states coming up in February. I'm sure you're looking forward to that, getting there. Now, did you participate in states last year?
I did. I lost in the blood round, though.
Oh, that's okay. It's baby steps, right?
Baby steps.
Who did you lose to?
Some girl from university. I think her last name is Kaminsky or something. She actually put me in a guillotine and the ref didn't call it. And I basically passed out on the floor and then she pinned me.
Oh, that sucks. Well, now you got the Manis family can teach you how to get out of guillotine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is the thing about Mary, is that with the crossing over of the styles, you sit there on the floor sometimes and she has you in a headlock and you're like, why? Why am I here?
That's awesome. Well, and I'm sure she's very happy to have somebody like you to look up to and follow behind. And what I really liked, and Lindsay Bibler was just shouting you out, such an awesome girl. Josie Gonzalez, Nadine Fieg, Josie Class X, so proud. Corey Paul, congrats. Salvador Avila, awesome, congrats. So you're getting some shout outs there. That must make you feel good, right? But what I like to see with the girls, and I tell people the best thing that I saw was at the Sunshine Duels. It looked like all you older girls were taking the younger girls under your wings and coaching them and working with them and helping them and showing them what to do. And it just seems like that's the culture. And I mean, how good does it feel to be able to give back to the younger generation?
It's honestly, it's incredible to watch. Like, especially growing up in a place where, like, it was just me. Like, I was the only girl in that entire gym. And then coming here and starting a girls program and watching it grow, and then having all the younger girls come in, and then going to Sunshine Nationals and seeing those younger girls wrestle, it's almost like it's a proud parent moment. Yeah. Like, because not only are you watching these younger wrestlers grow and gain experience and become better wrestlers, you're watching the sport as a whole grow, and you're watching tournaments go from 3 or 4 girls to entire state tournaments.
That's totally dope. Now, when you were at Sunshine Duels, did you guys ever find yourself like around the mat watching those SEM girls?
We wrestled the SEM girls.
Yeah. Who did you wrestle?
I would love to say I remember her name. And I don't.
The two.
I was too worried about not losing.
Yeah. I caught myself in awe of the Blade Sisters and that whole team. I just kept watching them and they were just awesome to watch. But when I saw the Florida teams, there were some girls on our teams that really stepped up and competed very well against them. And
yeah,
that had to be a really good moment for Florida girls wrestling to see that they can compete at some of these weights with these girls. And
I know even with like the Florida national team, like I know a lot of the girls that were on that team, and just knowing that, like, just seeing them, like even if it's not me, just seeing them go up there and duel Wyoming SEM and seeing them actually do really well, it's very encouraging for the rest of us. Cause like, even though we're not sanctioned yet, coming soon.
Yes.
Even though we're not sanctioned, and even though we don't have all the same sort of tournaments that they have up there up north, like we're still doing some good things down here.
Yeah. Listen, a lot of our girls are going, as you know, nationwide and doing big things. So it's super cool. So what's the plans for Josie? What's next for you? I mean, obviously you have a couple years left of high school, but is wrestling the way? Do you want to go to college? Do you want to wrestle the next level? Do you want to?
I've I've been considering it as a pathway just because, I mean, I've always thought like academics was the way to go. Like that was always my
thing. Keep doing well on that part of it, right? Because you still need those.
Yeah. I always thought I'm going to go for academics. I'm going to go for this. But just like seeing what it could be and hearing stories, like especially talking to Genevieve Gray and all them and seeing where it could go. It's definitely a possibility I'd like to consider.
Awesome. And you want to continue to compete on the national level, right? Not just the state level. And it seems like your coaches, and obviously with the addition of Nadine, I'm sure she's going to be taking you guys all around.
Yeah. Especially this summer. I'm excited for this summer.
So what's the next tournament that you'll be competing at? Do we know yet?
I think with COVID,
it's been kind of.
There's one the week of January 22nd, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Is that the one at Osceola?
Yes, I think so.
Yeah, it's like an AAU girls something. I think that posting.
It's like, it's, I don't know. I'll have to
Whatever.
Look. I think it's January 22nd. Massive. And then there's another one on the 30th that Clay is hosting.
Oh, awesome. Now, do you think that will you try to make a run on the boys' side this year like some girls have done in the past because you're not sanctioned yet, or are you not going
to
do that?
My coach has talked to me about it, and I think there will be a wrestle-off in my future sometime within the next month or so. With a boy. There will be a wrestle-off in my future, and if I happen to win said wrestle-off, then I will be competing on the boys' side this year.
Good for you. Well, that boy needs to look out, huh?
Yeah.
I don't think they would ask you to wrestle-off if they didn't think you were at a level where you can compete. Yeah, you got to wrestle the match, right? It's not automatic, but hopefully you go out there and do well and get your spot and do your thing. But it's cool, definitely talking to Jasmine Godinez about her run last year, getting all the way to States. But then when she got there, she was just like, whoa. Yeah, she was like, whoa.
It's a completely different level.
Yeah, so she's obviously driven to get back there this year because she feels like her nerves got the best of her. And she definitely feels like she can make some noise. So, you know, obviously we wish her the best. Hey, I'd love to see multiple girls there. That'd be cool. Making some noise there. Well, this has been so very cool. I'm having so much fun. I want like more questions to ask, but I don't have any more. I wrote down all these questions, but I'm having so much fun. Well, we'll have to get into the fun part. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. Shoot. Peanut butter and jelly or grilled cheese?
Grilled cheese, but I like my grilled cheese a very specific way. Okay. I like my grilled cheese with Swiss cheese and green apples.
Swiss cheese and green apples. You know, that sounds kind of okay. So you're a sweet and savory girl.
Yes.
Ah, I like it. What if your peanut butter and jelly is fried?
See, I've had it and it's too heavy. Toasted is okay. Fried, okay. No.
I'm down with toasted.
Toasted.
I'm down with fried too. I don't know. I'm fat. I like it all. Arm throw or arm drag?
Arm throw.
Lemonade or fruit punch?
Lemonade. Fruit punch is always way too sugary. And it dyes your teeth.
Yes, that does do that. You get red teeth or blue teeth or whatever color. Yeah, no good. Gut wrench or leg lace, being that you're into that world now?
I always like leg laces, but I don't think I've ever used one ever in a match.
Once you get a hold of that gut, you just start rolling, right? Lucky Charms or Frosted Flakes?
Lucky Charms.
High C, ankle pick.
Ooh, that's tricky. Ankle pick.
Ankle pick.
Ankle pick.
Public sub or Wawa sub?
Publix.
Oh, yeah.
Publix.
As much as I love Wawa, Publix has still got it.
See, where I grew up, there was never a Wawa. It was always only Publix.
Yes. Well, where I grew up too, there was never a Wawa. It was only a Publix.
There was never a Wawa until I moved to Florida.
Now, I did experience Wawa when I was in Philly for a little bit, but that was when it was just a little corner gas station. But it's definitely grown from that. But yeah, Publix sub still hasn't beat.
Works.
Suplex or head and arm?
Head and arm.
That was quick. All right, here we go. Gummy bears or Sour Patch?
Depends on the Sour Patch. See, I don't like the regular Sour Patch, but I love the watermelon Sour Patch. Like, if I had to choose any candy, it would be watermelon Sour
Patch. I'd have to agree with you. My younger one, who's 12, and the older one's 15, but the younger one is 12, will always get sour candy. He doesn't like sweet candy. He likes the sour stuff, right? So he'll come with Sour Patch, whatever. And I always look to see if it's the watermelon. And if it's the watermelon, I'll steal a few. But if it's not, I'm out. I agree.
They like burn my tongue. Like I had an experience once where my brother tricked me into eating a Warhead, and it like burned my tongue to the point of where like I couldn't eat for like 2 days.
Yeah, I think we did that as kids too. Like we'd give people Red Hots and stuff. Yeah.
And that just kind of scarred me from sour candy. So I've had to like get back into it.
Yeah. Well, you're there now. Double or single?
Double.
Nice. Well, I have to say that I'm really glad I got to meet you. This was really cool. We can do this anytime. Come on anytime after you win your state championship, after you win your Super 32, after you go to Fargo and kick butt out there. Keep dreaming big. Keep working hard. Keep kicking life's butt. And thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah. And keep doing Hanna Vidra. Keep up the good work. You have a great night.
You too.
I feel bad saying goodbye because I'm just having so much fun. But I have to say goodbye.